Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. 190 years ago, St. Peter Catholic Church was established in downtown Montgomery. We take you to the church today to learn how its unique story is interwoven with the history of Alabama's capital city. Our guests are sisters Jean Bradley and Ann Shum. Jean Bradley, you are no stranger to Troy Public Radio. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Where are we?
We are at St. Peter Catholic Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're sitting in the sanctuary, and we're going to talk about our 190th anniversary.
We're sitting here with your sister.
This is my sister, Ann Shum, and she's the co-chair of our anniversary celebration. Our family has been a member of this church since 1864.
Well, Ann, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You have a big job with the 190th anniversary of this historic landmark.
I have a wonderful team working with me, and everybody's enjoying it.
One reason we're so interested in being here is the artistic stained glass windows, but also the history. Jean, can you tell me more of your family history?
Our great-grandfather was left for dead on a battlefield in Civil War and was taken to a federal prison and was so overcome with how the nuns, I think they were Sisters of Charity, were taking care of him that it moved him so much that he came back to Montgomery and said, we're going to be Catholic. Through his stewardship, along with a fellow Civil War veteran, they're the ones that helped buy the property so that the Sisters of Loretto could come in, which was the foundation for Montgomery Catholic Preparatory School. The first Catholic services were probably when the explorer De Soto came through Alabama in 1540, because you know he brought missionaries with him. And Montgomery had a decent-sized Catholic population, and their first services were in a building over by what was the Exchange Hotel. They eventually said, we need to have our own church. So somebody gave the land, and they built a small frame church. And 190 years ago, April, I think, 25th, they had their first service here. It was a small frame building that, in fact, burned down. And our grandfather gave a speech at the 100th anniversary and said 12 gentlemen, who they called the 12 apostles, came back and rebuilt the church, what we have now today.
So, Ann, sitting here, describe our surroundings.
It's a very peaceful sanctuary. We have beautiful stained glass windows, two that honor both the Navy and the Army in memory of their service to our country. And it's a good atmosphere to center on Christ and
the spiritual life.
Exactly.
Now, and the exterior of this historic building is Spanish, mm-hmm. but the interior, as I understand it, is Romanesque. Is that correct?
Yes, it was more Spanish-looking in the past, and the new gilding in the ceiling is supposed to mimic what is in Rome.
Getting back to the history, Jean, there's a story of a priest who went to Mexico and had an adventure. What was that?
His name was Father Pilliser, and he traveled to Mexico to raise money to build our church. And on his way back through Veracruz, he was robbed. So he then went to Cuba and was able to raise $7,000 in gold, which was used to build this church.
The altar is gilded in beautiful gold, and it's truly a beautiful, beautiful church now.
Jean, St. Margaret's Hospital, what's the tie-in?
That's interesting, too. Goes back to our family. Mm-hmm. Thomas Hill Watts, who was governor of Alabama, his mansion, which of course is now torn down, was the first St. Margaret's Hospital. the Sisters of Charity, I think, were the ones that ran the hospital. In fact, I was born there, Anne was born there, and I have a crucifix in my house from St. Margaret's Hospital. Up until the early 1950s, they ran it. Then they turned it over to Troy and tore down the original building. And St. Margaret's Hospital and St. Margaret's Cemetery were both started. The priest that started St. Margaret's Cemetery baptized 168 slaves. So we're well in the history of Montgomery, and as Catholics, we're all about supporting underserved members of our community.
How did this building become a historic landmark?
In 1974, Father McGinnis did the effort to make it an historic landmark, and we had the first Spanish Mass here. One of our priests reached out to the Hispanic community and hosted Mass.
When you enter the sanctuary, the thing that strikes me is the stained glass windows.
In 1922, Father Turner was instrumental in having these windows done, and they're from a company called Emil Fry Art Glass Company out of St. Louis, Missouri. And on the left, it starts with the Gospels. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. The first window in the series, particularly striking, are the colors that show Moses carrying down from the mount the Ten Commandments. And Father Turner was a chaplain in the army, and he was instrumental in doing these two back windows, one for the Navy and one for the Army. And it was dedicated to the veterans of the 128th Field Artillery, of which Father Turner was chaplain during the First World War.
I mean, look at the uniform. Mm-hmm. We're sitting beside the stained mm-hmm. glass window
yes.
with the Army uniform, and it says at the bottom of the design, "In grateful memory of our soldier and sailor dead."
And the Stations of the Cross are the ones on the wall. Our brother, Bill Shum, took some pictures of the Stations of the Cross, and sitting in the pew, when you see them up close, we were both amazed at the detail, the expressions on their faces. It's incredible. And you don't find that today in Catholic churches. They tend to be more modern. But you come into St. Peter, and these are the original pews.
And this coming Sunday, St. Peter Church mm-hmm. will be celebrating its 190th anniversary. You have a team of volunteers working on this.
Yes.
Is the public invited? And if so, give us a preview.
Yes, we have sent all the Catholic churches in town to share the news that we are doing that, and they're certainly welcome to come. We have a way where people can RSVP online and or in the church, so we can get a head count. The Archbishop will be here. And after the Mass and the procession that will happen within the Mass around the block, so we're going to have a lovely reception in our parish hall, and out on the plaza we'll have a tent and a reception inside. And so we have invited former members, and the general public is certainly welcome. The co-chair is Shannon Ippolito. It's going to be a glorious day.
Jean, I think you have a little news to share.
Sunday, we are going to do a soft opening for a St. Peter Museum. Dr. Courtney Spencer has done an incredible job pulling old cassocks and documents and photographs, and it'll eventually have a research library, and that's in the building on the other end of the block. So we're looking forward to lots of people coming in and exploring our history and looking things up and that kind of thing. So
that will indeed document this fascinating church history. Thank you again, Jean.
You're welcome, and we look forward to everybody coming on April 28th.
Thank you again, Ann.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming.
Joining us on location at St. Peter Catholic Church were Sisters Jean Bradley and Ann Shum. St. Peter Catholic Church is located at 219 Adams Avenue in downtown Montgomery. More information about the church history and 190th anniversary celebration can be found at the website stpetermontgomery.com. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.